Luke chapter 2, verse 8, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. They were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the angels that came that night. And Lord, they brought a message, Lord, and that message is just as real and just as worthy to be proclaimed tonight, Lord, these many years ago, as it was above Bethlehem now, dear God, two millenniums removed. Thank you for what we've celebrated today. Thank you for family, dear God. Thank you for the blessings of Christmas. We ask, Lord, that you would help us as we cap off this wonderful day, Lord, as we spend some time, Lord. I pray, dear God, that you would be uplifted. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the pieces of advice that I gave you on the very first Sunday in December, when I preached a message on basically how to have a good December, was that it ought to be a month that we spend looking backwards and contemplating and learning from a year. I think that one of the blessings of December is an opportunity to spend some time evaluating the previous year and asking God for grace and wisdom on how to improve things in all areas of your life. And I pray that you've spent some time looking backwards. I also then, of course, encourage you to have a plan going into a new year. So we spend some time looking backwards, but that's just for a brief time, and it's to learn it, and it's not to set and become overly depressed over things that perhaps we wish would have gone a different way, or maybe too hard on ourselves for too long for things that we failed in. But quickly, we need to look forward. But I'd like to spend one more service. I guess I'm entitling this, if it had a subtitle, Remembering Our Remembering. We had as our theme this year, Revival Through Remembrance. And on this Christmas evening, I'd like to take maybe one more moment to look backwards before we kind of redirect everything from this night forward going into the new year. I want us to together to remember our remembering. Derek, Rebecca, what a blessing to see you. Good night. Daniel, you brought her home. It's about time, buddy. I was just about to send a posse down after you, so, okay. Twice a year minimum she gets here, okay? Either that or you bring her back and leave her, okay? One of those other, those are your two choices, so just figure it out, all right? Okay. I say minimum, right, two? What do you think, four would be better? Four, five? All right, we'll negotiate. We'll negotiate. It's good to look around and see folks coming home. Good to see little fat Ashley. What a blessing. What a blessing. Yeah. It was going to get back to her anyway, so. There's no secrets at Blessed Hope. Anything I open my mouth and make a blunder on, it's going to... It's And I never do it on purpose. Never. And David. Little skinny David. We may remember, but we're not going to have revival. Amen. So. This year's a special year for those of us who love and appreciate and support Blessed Hope Baptist Church. It was a great year. We together, we got to celebrate God's grace and goodness upon our church over the last 40 years. We chose as our theme, Revival Through Remembrance, and we spent some time remembering. This year we remembered, by the way, if you haven't gone by and seen Dad, and I know it may seem odd to say that, but I don't know. I think most of you that lost a loved one understand what I'm talking about. It's good from time to time to stop. And you say, preacher, but they're not there. I understand all that, but just bear with me, okay? There's something good about just kind of being there at the gravesite and talking and remembering. But you ought to stop in from time to time to praise the Lord and to be thankful for the man that God sent to this church, to this area 40 years ago to start Blessed Hope Baptist Church. But I've spent some time there this year. We remembered together. We remembered what we have been, and we then looked at who we are, and we took a look at where we're going. I don't know if you understand it, and I think in the scope of things, when we get to heaven, perhaps then you'll see better how important this year was. This was an important year at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Whether you understand it or not, this year has helped Blessed Hope Baptist Church. It's helped set the course for our future. In January, I began preaching a series on the 40 biggest issues of the past 40 years. By the way, when I tackled that, I realized this. This was going to be a tree stump style pulpit series, all right? And those of you that understand our history know that there's no other way to say it. I trumpeted against abortion and atheism and evolution and humanism and homosexuality and booze and role reversal and Calvinism. And I warned you against gun control and apathy and violence and divorce and drug abuse and contemporary Christianity and the entertainment industry. We exposed the cancerous sins, character sins of laziness and pride and greed and unthankfulness and lying, disrespect for our elders. Folks, I can tell you this, light shined from this pulpit in 2013 and darkness took notice. I saw our church courageously join their pastor in planting 1,000 white crosses out by the highway. And I watched those who cherish life applaud what we did. And I watched those who disdain life attack what we did. I saw our church react properly and biblically towards men who seemed a bit confused about their gender. They dressed up in their mama's clothes, their grandma's high heels, and their sister's makeup, and pranced around like perverts across the road from Blessed Hope Baptist Church. By the way, I noticed, and I know God saw and noticed, that the people here faced it with grace and steadfastness without ever a mention of retreat. Thank you, Blessed Hope Baptist Church. I looked back over this year, and I thought of the 7 days that me and my wife walked in Mexico, seeing for all of us the needs of the foreign mission field. By the way, I brought back some simple snapshots of a half-finished Sunday school rooms and watched our church reach into their pockets as they've done thousands and thousands and thousands of times and make a difference in the lives of people that you may never meet. But by the way, are no less real than our families. No less real than our teenagers, no less real or no less important, no less loved than our children. We gathered together for a sweet hour of prayer meetings. We wondered at God's specific answer to our whispered prayers. We roller skated together. We cooked chili together. We've laughed at the antics of Bubba Bart and Brother Chad and his merry group of protesters. Watch this. We spent 1,000 hours in 10 weeks this summer, knocking on doors and soul winning, and passed out over 8,000 gospel tracts in that same time period. I was blessed to meet 5 times with our senior saints and watch with wonder at the prayer power of this important group in our church. Thank you. I enjoyed every moment of that. I'm going to continue it. I want to continue it. I want to keep doing this. I need to be with that group from time to time. Our young people, let me brag on you. Our young people competed valiantly in the Master's Club's competition. How many went to that? Wave at me if you went to Master Club competition. Good, good, good. Our teens knocked on the doors of thousands of local homes, sharing the love of God to lost sinners. Thank you, teenagers. I'm so proud of you. Our bus workers visited and bussed in thousands of young people, teens, and adults, and we were blessed to see a large number of them come and receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And there's no way I can thank you except to say, great is your reward in heaven. The Word of God was faithfully preached in most every nursing home in our Jerusalem, and we were blessed to see many, many, many of that age group encouraged. And by the way, a handful, come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We were blessed to pick up 3 new missionary families to support, the DeLucas to Greece. By the way, let me remind you what a rare opportunity, how God intervened because of the because of her unique citizenship opportunities. To even be able to get an independent fundamental Baptist missionary into Greece was a miracle of God. They're there now. They're settled in. They're busy winning souls. The Peters to Spain and the Putneys to Colombia. Pray for the Putneys. Pray for the Peters. Putneys are in Colombia, and by the way, a very dangerous country. They say, well, yeah, but preacher, they said it was better. Okay, better in Colombia still means we need to pray a lot. Let's pray for this couple. The pulpit was kept red hot, and our people were blessed to hear so many good men of God. Evangelist Bob Hamlin, who we need to continue to pray for, fighting cancer now, preached our missions conference, kicked off our missions conference, and then preached a fall revival for us. Missionary Dan DeLong preached here, Pastor Jerry Harris, Brother Eric Miller, Brother Mike Hall, Evangelist Larry Brown, Missionary Larry Steichleather, Brother Jim Jorgensen, Pastor Sam Davison, Pastor Emeritus Ed Johnson, Brother Fred Brown, Pastor Randy King, Brother Andrew Steers, church planters, Brett Reitenbach and Brooks Suttle, as well as the editor of the Sword of the Lord, Brother Shelton Smith. All of these men came and poured out their heart and preached here at Blessed Oak Baptist Church. I want to thank our own men also who helped fill the pulpit. Brother Reiser preached here several times. Brother Gordon, Brother Asbury, and Brother McCam, and I hope I'm not forgetting somebody. And then I was so thrilled to hear the voices from the past. I mean, to look back and think that we're blessed to hear here at Blessed Oak Baptist Church, Lee Robertson, John R. Rice, Bob Kelly, Jack Hiles, Harold Seitler, and Lester Roloff. You know, that's not a bad year. That's not a bad year. For the third straight year, God allowed me to see over 100 people respond to a gospel sermon and walk an aisle and get saved. Some here, some across this country. To God be the glory. That's important to me. To God be the glory. Great things He had done. We had the best attended vacation Bible school in the history of Blessed Oak Baptist Church. We were blessed to see 73 young people receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. We've never seen anything like that, to my knowledge, amongst our vacation Bible school group. Our teen revival was amazing as Brother Reno Likens came and poured out his heart to the teenagers, and our young people prayed and worked hard, and Brother Reiser led them. 18 teens knelt here in this building and called upon Jesus Christ and asked them to save, to be their Savior. Our staff had a busy year. I got to say just something quick about our staff. There's no way I can put it into words. If you're not here, I don't expect you to know. I don't expect you to see it. But they worked hard. They prayed hard. And they maintained a wonderful supportive spirit towards their pastor. I wish you could understand the sweetness of the fellowship amongst the staff here at Blessed Oak Baptist Church. They sacrificed. I asked them to. They responded to it. They sacrificed greatly financially for the good of Blessed Oak Baptist Church this year. And I pray, I mean this with all my heart, I pray that every member here truly appreciates what they did. We have a wonderful staff. It's my heart's desire that every member of Blessed Oak Baptist Church will sincerely understand how blessed we are to have each and every one of them. We spent a year remembering. Brother Chad built the Heritage Hall remembrance case out there. Did a great job on that. We had a chance to display many of the remembrances of our past years. And so that was fun to go out there and look at all of the different things that are usually kept in boxes and we don't get to show and we don't get to display. And we got to see things that were 40 years old propped up in there all the way to just a few years old as we rejoiced in a sampling of memories there. We started a new bus route this year. That new bus route's produced faithful riders and souls saved, did from almost the very first week that we started it, and God's blessed that thing. We paved our parking lot, increasing the curb appeal of our entire facility. We raised the money for flagpoles, and then God gave it back to us. So we put that money, along with the sacrificial giving of many of you, and bought the property next door. Soon we'll be able to turn an eyesore into an efficient, useful part of our church plant. We saw God provide for that. And again, there's no way. Heaven will only reveal the sacrifice of God's people. I say this, and we had some fun with it in one of our skits, and I hope that having fun with it doesn't ruin it forever. But I will tell you this, there's two things that never cease to amaze me. The grace of God and the generosity of God's people. And I mean that from the depth of my heart. Thank you. That I can pray over something and make sure that I have God's mind on it and walk to the pulpit of Blessed Oak Baptist Church and challenge of people that are willing to sacrifice to see God do some sweet things here at the church. We saw babies born. Good night. Baby shower after baby shower after baby shower. I like it. I say my job is to fill the pulpit and y'all's job is to fill the nursery. Amen. That's the deal. Rachel and Daniel married off now in the gospel ministry. How neat was that? Good night. We saw young people go off to Bible college to join others already there preparing for full-time Christian service. What a blessing. Folks, it shouldn't surprise us with all of those things that we also saw Satan's attacks, both corporately as a church and individually in each and every life. I doubt, honestly, if there's one person that could stand up here and testify, preacher, I'll just let you know this. I had an entire year where the devil left me and my family alone. And by the way, if you've got that testimony, please come meet me afterwards because I need to learn your secret, I guess. I don't know, but I think every single person, there's not a family in here that did not face on some level satanic attack. One of the things you have to understand, if you're going to join a church like Blessed Hope Baptist Church that's going to fight the devil, and you're going to be a member here, it means he's going to come after you and yours along with this preacher and everybody else. He's going to do it. He's going to try to discourage you personally. He's going to try to attack your family. He's going to try to hurt you. It's just what he does. He's evil. That's who he is. That's what he does. So we shouldn't be shocked by it, but at the same time, it's not an easy thing to go through. I think, though, that we all better learned how to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Anyone can do those things when the sun's shining, but you know what? When it's midnight and dark and you can't see your hand in front of your face and there isn't anything holding you up except just a trust and a faith in your heart that God is still there, whether you can find him or not or see him or not. You know what? When you go through those times, it does something for your spiritual life. Your pastor and his wife received much needed prayers and encouragement from our church, by the way, along with your patience this year, and I want to thank you for that. We are fine. We're focused. We're determined. We're excited about 2014 and what God's going to do in the year ahead. We've seen what we've seen, sadly, from time to time during the 40 years of faithful standing. We rejoice over the good, and we don't spend a lot of time on the negative. The honest truth is, if I had Brother Charles or Brother Don or anybody that's been here for most of the 40 years come up here, they could, if they would, and maybe it wouldn't be appropriate to do, but if I called upon them, they could stand up here and tell you that over 40 years, folks, there has been families that we thought were rock solid, that we thought was here, that we thought believed what we believed, that soon we found out that there was a different type of a life going on behind the scenes. And then there was the going from disgruntled to departing, and those things happen, folks. This is no new thing for Blessed Hope Baptist Church. But I have watched, at the same time, the Lord march in replacement families. And we have sadly seen what we'll continue to see during a time when there's this great falling away. We'll see from time to time some go by the wayside, some come to worldliness, some surrender to the devil. But God always does and always has marched in others to take their place. Despite the doubters and deceivers and the demons, the church marches on. The church of Jesus Christ marches on. Our church continues to sing. I want to thank you for every song, every special. I mean it. Every voice. Everybody that joins in a congregational song. Every instrumentalist. Brother Tom, thank you for leading us in the songs. Thank you for keeping the song service exciting. Thank you, choir. Good night. Most of us don't have to be here till 7 o'clock, and yet you have chosen every single week, just about without fail of an entire year, to rearrange your Sunday afternoon, cut your brief time of rest and relaxation short so you can come and bless us. Thank you for that. I mean that. The cantata was grand, the theme uplifting, shine on for Jesus. And I think that's a great thing for us to just decide to do going into the new year. Now, I'm going to finish by saying this. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And the songwriter added this, I know who holds my hand. Next Sunday, I'm going to begin presenting new goals and a new vision for a new year. But let's first end this year by taking the birthday of Jesus Christ and spend a little bit of time offering to him thanksgiving. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. God is so good. I want you to grab a songbook. I want to sing with you. And I'm in pitiful shape to lead singing, but I'm going to try to do it anyway because you know what? I want to. 159, piano player, help me out here. 159. I think we ought to have Ashley sing or play. What do you think? Should we have our... Yeah, I'm serious. Let's bring Ashley up here. I may not get to hear her play. Sorry. Sorry. Move the piano bench back so far. Never mind. I just keep getting myself in more and more trouble. Let's all stand. 159. Blessed be the name. You're going to have to sing to help me. All praise to him who reigns above in majesty supreme. Give me an introduction. Here we go. All praise to him who reigns above in majesty supreme, who gave his son for man to die, that he might man redeem. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. On that last, his name shall be the Counselor, the Mighty Prince of Peace, of all earth's kingdoms conqueror, whose reign shall never cease. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. 162, turn to 162, just a couple pages. 162, to God be the glory, great things he hath done. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and open the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. On that third, great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. 244, first and last verse of Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. fourth verse. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we know last day to sing God's praise than when we first begun. If we do one more, are you brave? Let's try 84. All right. I just think this might happen this year, so let's just sing about it, all right? And we get down to that, wait, you're fine. But when we get down to that verse or chorus, coming again, then we'll get to maybe morning, maybe noon. Right there, maybe morning, maybe noon, we'll have the ladies sing that. Maybe evening and maybe soon. So ladies only on maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, and maybe soon. Guys, sing before that, sing after that. Marvelous message we bring. I'm going for the high note. This is going to be ugly. Here we go. Ready? Marvelous message we bring. Glorious carol we sing. Wonderful word of the King. Jesus is coming again. Everybody, coming again. Coming again. Just the ladies. Everybody, coming again. Coming again. Here we go. Oh, what a wonderful day it will be. Jesus is coming again. Well, we got to do all three on that second. Forest and flower exclaim. Mountain and meadows the same. All earth and heaven proclaim. Jesus is coming again, coming again. Good, coming again. Ladies, everybody, coming again, coming again. Oh, what a wonderful day it will be. Jesus is coming again. I used to tell the kids when we were doing school programs, you got a little bit of goosebumps going on me there. I mean, that got me a little bit. But now you got to go all the way with it, all right? I mean, some of you that are closet Presbyterians, I need you to just come on. Just get out and let it go. Standing before him at last. Think about it. Here we go. Standing before him at last. Good. Trials and troubles all pass. Crowns at his feet we will cast. Jesus is coming again. Everybody. Coming again. Good. Coming again. Ladies. Good. Coming again. Coming again. Here we go. Oh, what a wonderful day it will be. Jesus is coming again. Woo! Man, alive. That was the best congregational singing and the worst song leading together I've ever seen married in my life. We're going to pray together and we're going to be dismissed. I don't know what the Lord's done in your heart, but I pray that you look back. And I know there's folks that have faced some tremendously hard things in this past year.
But I don't want you to look back at that one thing or two things and miss all the blessing. Because God has been good. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Let's pray together and we'll be dismissed. Heavenly Father, we've just, I don't think so much preached as testified, and then we've sung. And Lord, what a blessing. It's just good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to be with family. Lord, I thank you for everything we experienced throughout this Christmas day and the memories that'll be carried on, Lord, for the rest of our lives. But Lord, I want to thank you that part of those memories will be us singing together on a Christmas Day Eve at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Lord, thank you from the depths of our heart. Thank you for all of the good things that you've bestowed upon us in 2013. Help us, Lord, as we look into a brand new year. And I pray, dear God, that you would give us great victories, greater than we can dream, greater than we can imagine. That we would see more souls saved, dear Lord, than perhaps we've seen ever in a year at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. And dear Lord, that you'll give us the grace and the strength and the steadfastness to face another year of battling, because that comes with it. Help us, Lord, to give ourselves fully and wholly to your word, to your ways, to your will for our life. I pray your blessing and safety, please, Lord, as we scatter our separate ways to go home now. I pray for your blessings upon these good people. We pray these things in the precious, precious name of Jesus. Amen.